second Mishnah of the second Perek. Keitzad Hashein Mu'edis. Lech Lasa Roilo. Now we're talking about the Mazik of Shein. What is an example of a Shein which is Mu'ed? To eat that which is normal for it to eat. An animal eats food and vegetables. A garment or a kli, that's not eating, that's just damaging something. And therefore, it's like a keren, pays only half nezik. The only time Shane pays, if he did it in the rishus of the one who was damaged, the rishus of Rav and Potter. He didn't rishus of Rav, he's Potter. Why? Because it's because it's normal for an animal to walk around and just around. We don't require the Bailam to check if there's any food on the meal that's just around, and the fact that it's abnormal for people to leave fruit in the middle of the Shusarabim. As we mentioned in one of the previous Mishnah, if it eats Ksus for Kalim in Shusarabim, then he has to pay Chatzi Nezik like we learned before, because that's Kerem. Yeah. If it had Hano, even the case where he would be butter from the Chiyuv, for example, in Shusarabim, animals walking in Shusarabim and eat some fruit that would put him in Shusarabim, he doesn't have to pay the full amount because there's no chiyuv of nezek of shein in Rishus HaRab. Like we said, it's abnormal for an animal to walk around. It's abnormal for people to leave their food there. But he does have to pay for the gain that the owner got by the fact that his animal ate a meal now and he had enough from it. He got fattened up from it. What's an example of this? If he ate from the middle of the street, which is a smaller amount, cheaper price. Because if he ate some fancy food, we can only charge him as the price of the regular cheap barley and the like that the animal would normally have eaten. So, once again, if he ate in the Rishus HaRabim, he only has to pay this lower price of Mashin Enes. Mitzid HaRechov, if he ate from the side, which is already shaykh to the private people, then Mishal Mashin Hizikah. Then if he ate these fruit, he has to pay the full amount, because that's considered a chotzer hanizik. Yeah. Pesach hanus, if you ate from the entrance of a store, shal mashen nehenis, that's also considered a place where it's normal for the animals to walk around in the entrance of the store. Yitoch hachanus, if he stuck his head inside the store, then it's already considered that he went into the Rishus HaNizik. Shal mashen nehenis, he has to pay the full price.